What if parenting became less about telling our children who they should be and more about asking them again and again forever who they already are? Then when they tell us, we would celebrate instead of concede. It's not, I love you no matter which of my expectations you meet or don't meet. It's, my only expectation is that you become yourself. The more deeply I know you, the more beautiful you become to me. Glennon Doyle.
Welcome to Finneytown Local School District's official podcast, the only place to listen to the in-depth stories from our students, staff, and community members. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the official podcast of the Finneytown Wildcats. I'm your host, Eric Muchmore, and joining me, as always, in his blue sweatshirt today, Mr. Mike Kennedy. Mike, how are you?
Good. We're over at FE today, Finneytown Elementary.
We're back for another one over here in our new building with two students and two staff members to talk about the second social that occurred at Finneytown Elementary. This one's 70s themed and a huge success. But first, let's introduce our guest, starting to my left, Mr. Joseph Campbell. Joseph, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Thank you for being here. And next to Joseph is Mr. Doug Durr. Mr. Durr, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for coming back and joining us. Also returning to us, Miss Marina Dieters. How are you?
Feeling good this morning. I'm excited to be here.
Thanks for being here. I'm curious to hear in a few minutes if you DJ'd this one again, because we heard about DJ Dieters. We'll see if she came back for this social. And then our fourth guest and student is Aubrey Fagan Godby. Aubrey, how are you this morning?
I'm good, but I'm really nervous.
I'm a little nervous, too. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little jittery. And you're a fifth grader, correct?
Yes.
And Joseph, you're a fourth grade student.
Yep.
There we go. Well, let's dive right in, all right? The social. What was the date of the social? When did that happen?
It was March 3rd, I believe.
Yeah. March 3rd, okay. So that was a Friday, right? Yep. A Friday night, all right. And as I said, the 70s was the theme, and... Aubrey, how did that turn out? How'd that theme work out?
I think it turned out pretty well, but I think a few people were a little confused on it. But overall, I think it went pretty well.
Somebody dressed up in the wrong decade? Well, you know, that happens, right? Sometimes I revert back to the 90s with my attire. Some people might say that today with my jacket.
I was going to say that, Eric. I think you probably get stuck in the 90s sometimes, right?
I mean, the 90s were such a good decade.
Yeah.
I just can't help but... go back there sometimes okay. with my attire and my music.
No judgments.
No judgments.
No.
Okay. So it was the second social this year. The first one took place in the wintertime, and that was a huge success and for a great cause. Was there a cause behind this social, or was it just to get together and have a good time, raise some money?
This one went back to our PBIS student store, incentive store for kids for encouraging positive behaviors.
All right, there we go.
That's amazing. So you raised some money for the mm-hmm. school.
Almost $1,900 in profit.
My goodness.
$1,900.
Now, wait a minute. The last one you did, how much did that raise?
Around $2,000.
So you're right there, like really close. Wow.
So that's almost $4,000 from two socials here within a matter of 4 months. Man, you're onto something here.
Yeah, way to go, team.
Wow. Yeah. Joseph, Aubrey. Did you know that? $1,900?
No.
That's a lot of money. Good job.
Tell us the story. Like, tell us what happened here from the beginning to the end. Like, what happened?
You guys want to talk about the setup and stuff since you helped out with that?
Well, for the setup, we have to start with getting all the food ready for the concessions. And we have to make sure we organize that. And then once we're done with that, we have to come up with prices. And once we're done with that, then we can get to decorations and everything else.
Mm-hmm. And there's usually a group that also sets up the gym for all the
games,
which we have the have to set up half of the gym because we have extended care going on after school.
Tell us more about those games. What games did you have?
There was the... You roll the ball down, and it's kind of like a tic-tac-toe with four balls. Yeah. And then there's you throw the bing bag at the stuffed animals. And then there's a, you spin the wheel. There's also a regular beanbag toss.
Lots of fun carnival games.
We had a putt-putt setup.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you walked in, there's games to play. What else was there?
You could also get more tickets to play more games, to get more stamps, to get more prizes.
Wow, what an event.
I know, I kind of want to be there right now.
Yeah, it sounds really fun. And it must be really fun because so many people attended and raised so much money. So the setup and the people behind it, students like you, staff members like Ms. Dieters, Mr. Durr, making it happen. So I saw a lot of pictures. Marina, you sent quite a few to me. Some other staff members shared pictures as well. It looked awesome. And seeing everyone dressed up and dancing and having a good time was certainly special to see. Yeah. Let's talk about you four. You're part of the team that designed it, hosted it, put it together. So really a leadership team for the event. What about the experience of working together was most valuable to you?
I think the most valuable thing is we all get to share our own ideas and opinions, and nobody's going to judge them. It's kind of the best part.
Well, that's awesome, Aubrey. Thank you. What about the rest of you?
I would say the most valuable experience is getting to see the kids step up and become leaders, because it's organized by student council. So we have 28 fourth, fifth, and sixth graders on student council. And they are the ones that are like drive. They vote on the theme. They make the decorations. They help set up. They help clean up. And their parents are helping too. So watching them develop those leadership skills is really cool to see. And seeing kids step up that you don't know. Like I work with fifth and sixth grade, so I don't know a lot of the fourth graders really well. But I've gotten to know Joseph and some of the other fourth graders through. Them stepping up and becoming leaders and, you know, developing those skills. So it's really cool to see. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really like how their ideas, we start off with a couple months ahead, coming up with three themes, and then Ms. Dieters puts it online for the kids to vote. We have our own Google Classroom for student council, and they get to vote on the theme, and they get real excited to hear about what, you know, the winning theme is, and then we develop it and start getting the word out. The kids help with getting the word out and getting their fellow classmates to come to it. And I know Ms. Dieters even made like a special, like, this is how you could dress for the 70s, because some of the kids weren't sure about what that exactly was like. So
I wasn't sure myself. Yeah, so.
Let me hear a little bit more about what Ms. Dieters made.
Actually, the student council officers, so our secretaries, vice president, and president, we meet separately before every student council meeting.
Okay.
And They expressed to me like, oh, you know, people are like a little concerned about what it means to dress 70s. So they decided to make a slideshow to share with their classmates. So it was just different ideas. They pulled pictures from like Google.
Very cool.
And like
that
put together
some scaffolding.
That is cool. That's some scaffolding.
That's some scaffolding. There we go. All right, Joseph, what about you? What was most valuable for you, bud?
Probably... the whole thing.
Joseph, what I thought was really cool is watching you and your little brothers. Because his tiny little baby brothers came and helped set up along with his mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, watching, you know, future student council members get to take part in that.
Oh, that's cool. Looking up to big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. How old are your little brothers?
1 and 3.
So we had that's everybody pitching in right there. We have a 1-year-old helping set up and a 3-year-old helping set up.
I mean, the 3-year-old was like carrying games.
Wow.
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 And then I have my sister, which is 5.
And she was there too?
Yeah.
And she was helping?
Yeah.
Putting the whole family to work right
now.
No
kidding. That's
community
awesome.
Community service at its best.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, that kind of gets me thinking, when did you guys realize during this event that it was working? Because, you know, you always do events and you start it, you don't know exactly how it's going to go, but, when did you realize, oh, this is working? what we did, all that planning, it's working. What was that moment? Mm-hmm. Take us back to that.
I think you realize it's working when you see, you know, all the kids just coming in and, you know, they're just having a good time. You see them, you know, being happy, just being themselves. And that's how you know it's not even just for the money. You know it's working to put some smiles on some faces.
Yeah.
About you?
Probably the same thing.
Same thing.
Aubrey said.
Kids walking in, seeing smiles on faces and having a good time?
Yeah.
There we go. Those moments are cool when you plan something and you're like, finally, just get a second to pause because you're rushing around trying to get everything right. And you just kind of like, oh, this turned out well.
Yeah. How about you guys, Marina? And
I think we see a little bit of the behind the scenes with the forms coming in. It's neat seeing the office collecting the forms and seeing the envelope filling up, and you have to get a second envelope to add more forms because you know kids are coming to the social. And I think when we announced that the next social was coming at one of our student assemblies, the kids were cheering. And they always ask, when's the next one? They always ask, when's the next social?
That's
so
cool.
It's something that they really look forward to here at school.
That's great.
I think for me personally, it was like the fact that I wasn't stressed about it leading up to it. Whereas if you follow the podcast, last time I was really stressed because I'd never done anything like this before. This is my first year at Finneytown and obviously also my first year working with student council. So I was like pretty relaxed about it. I was like, I know how this goes. And then even when we were setting up, we had like a little bit of like time, like where we kind of just got to like hang out and be like stress-free a little bit before everybody started rolling in. So feels like we got it down.
Mm-hmm. That's hopefully great. I love that. Well, you know, it's amazing that you guys do these events. We know that it gives back those smiles. I love when you said that because that's what this is about. I mean, the money's great. The kids are going to benefit from that, from the PBIS store. But those smiles, I mean, you can't replace that. That's bigger than any money. So I love hearing that. You know, I appreciate you guys coming here. Eric, you want to close this out?
Yeah, before we close out, though, I do want to ask one more question. When's the next social?
I don't know if we've confirmed the exact date. I know it's in May.
There will probably be another one.
Yes, there's a third.
There will be another social in May, most likely.
Third social.
And at the next student council meeting coming up on the 17th, we'll be planning a K-3 event.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
How about that?
That's great.
I did want to add one of the things I had a parent just reach out to me today saying she had so much fun volunteering at the social. She worked at the concession stand. And so it's an opportunity also too for the other parents to get together and mm-hmm. to meet at the social, work in the games and work in the concession stand. So.
And all the staff that volunteered, they don't have to give up their Friday night to stay and hang out. But I think when they do, they realize it is a good time. And we do appreciate all of their help. Yeah. And they got into it too. Some of them dressed up 70s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the video you shared or someone shared of everyone dancing, made a COVID shuffle or one of those dances.
Cha-cha slide.
Cha-cha slide. Okay, so there were plenty of staff members out there dancing with our students. That was really cool to see. And what you just shared, Doug and Marina, kind of leads us to the next question, which is a perfect segue, and that is, so think of someone outside of this room who you would like to thank for supporting you and your effort during this project. And what did that support look like?
I'll start off. I work on a team with the two other counselors, Nancy Rouse and Brittany Utley. And it being my first year, they are supportive of everything that I do. And so I'd like to thank them especially because anytime any of us do something or plan something here at school or even personally, we are always supportive of each other. And then one other special shout out to Ryan Richmond for being my DJ assistant. So he helped
that's great.
Curate the vibes with me.
And I like how you just did that, right?
That's exactly.
DJ move. So you did DJ this one?
I did, yes. But I was smart enough to make a request form for songs before the social. So the kids could request songs on a Google form before the social. Because I was overwhelmed with song requests at the first one.
So this one was extra legit then.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, nice.
Right.
I'm
so
learning.
Growth.
I'm learning.
Growth. We're learning, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's good.
Right. Man, I can't wait to see where your DJ skills are next year. They're going to be off the charts.
Well, I think we should probably bring one of those mixing, like, you know, boards and have
her
DJ right here live.
Yes.
On the next podcast. You in?
I don't get that technical. I just cue songs.
Oh, okay.
I'm no DJ GA yet. Let's not get ahead of
ourselves.
Marina's referring to Grant Anderson. okay.
Also, special shout out to him because he does bring in all of his equipment and set it up.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grant's great. Thank you.
I was just going to say, I'm impressed with the generosity of the parents with the time of donating a Friday night in a very fun atmosphere. And then also just even parents that signed up to donate items for the social if they couldn't help out, or some of them even helped out plus donated items for the social for the concession stand. It helps us provide more profit for these socials so that we can give back to the community. So I'm always impressed every time with the generosity of the community, Finneytown community, and their time and their also their money and donating things.
Thank you for saying that. I love that.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. Anytime we do put an event on throughout the district, our parents always, they just support so well. They're fantastic. So thanks for sharing that. Aubrey, Joseph, who would you like to extend a thank you to for supporting you during this event?
I'd like to say a special thank you to all the students for all their kind donations, for coming to the social, buying things at the social, because not only does it help them, but it helps everyone.
I love that. Helps everyone. That's a good way to look at it. It really does. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. Good leadership right there, Aubrey. That was sweet. What about you, Joseph?
Yeah. Again, everybody, because they help everybody by having a nice time.
Very nice. So everyone you want to like thank?
Yep.
I love that.
And a nice time is always what we need. That's for sure.
So I've read this book recently. I just want to, because you made me think of it with your comment. It's called The Art of Hosting. And so there's an art of hosting, but Priya Parker, the author, she also writes that there is an art, there's also the art of guesting. And the guests can take a responsibility in making a gathering better by the energy they bring, by participating in the theme, by donating their time or energy, by picking up a role during the event, such as helping people find the bathroom or get to a certain location. So it sounds like everyone, even those who were guests, participated and pitched in to make the event such a special time for everyone, which it certainly sounds like it was. And I can't wait for the May social.
Yeah. Come out and support it. Sounds like it's already being supported, but the more the merrier, right?
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts, Mr. Kennedy?
Well, we got to do this again. And when we do it again, maybe we're going to have some music that you picked from that the next social so we can, like, you know, have the crowd get into the mood. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. It would be nice to do a closing a podcast to close out the year of the socials at Finneytown Elementary. But we have to get you over to the podcast studio. We love coming over here, Finneytown Elementary. Yeah. Great spot, but it'd be cool for y'all to experience the studio too.
Absolutely.
And a big shout out to our producer back there making things happen, Mr. Mike Rosa. Thanks for all you do. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the podcast here with Joseph, Aubrey, Marina Dieters, and Doug Durr, the leaders behind Finneytown Elementary's social success this year and more to come. We always appreciate you listening to the podcast as a whole. It's out there. It's on the major platforms, and we're now on YouTube. Take a listen. We have a lot of stories to tell here in Finneytown, and they're good ones. Thanks again for listening. Take care.
Finneytown is a place that truly thrives. We look beyond our students' differences and allow this to introduce new perspectives and experiences to our lives. It's a place where we value student voice and presence. Our teachers, staff, and parents work together to create an inclusive school culture where all students can feel safe to learn and gain the knowledge they need to excel throughout life. It's a place where we are better together. We grow, we live, we thrive. We are Finneytown. Let's go Wildcats.